Before we begin, I'd like to ask everyone to take a moment of silent prayer for the people who are serving in our armed forces, those who serve our communities as police officers, in the fire department, and other areas for public safety, and for the nurses, doctors, and other medical staff who are working this evening so that we could be safe and protected. My brothers, sisters, and siblings in Christ, this evening I encourage you to set aside your cares, to put away your anxiousness, as well as any concerns that you might be carrying this evening. For just a little bit, I ask you to lay to rest any concerns that you might have in regards to this often hectic and chaotic holiday. To let go of your worries over such things as whether you got the right gift for that right person, or if you peeled enough potatoes for tomorrow. Don't even think about all those credit card bills that are coming in January. Just for a moment, be here. I would also ask you to put aside those Hallmark images of what we think Christmas should look like, such as the extraordinary clean shepherds wearing ridiculously long and impractical robes out in the fields, or of angels with gold-tipped wings dressed in lacy white gowns floating over grassy hills, or of the cheery stable filled with well-behaved, quiet animals. Or even that cherub-cheeked babe lying in a bed of clean, golden hay that is so perfectly arranged that it looks like it's ready for a photo shoot. And for just a moment, I encourage you to lay aside all else and listen once again to this message delivered to us so many years ago. The words recorded by St. Luke and that has been shared for generation after generation of God's children. Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Rejoice, my friends. Rejoice in Christ. For as the psalmist writes, the Lord is King, so let all the earth rejoice. Rejoice, my sisters, brothers, and siblings in Christ. For on this night, love came into the world. A love that is so inclusive that it recognizes neither bonds nor any other false boundaries we have created. It is a love so freely given that neither condition nor limits. A love that is so vast that it cannot be contained or stretched so thin as to be diminished by giving it away. It is love that is so powerful that not even death had power against it. This love is God incarnate. This love is Jesus. Jesus, whom the angel named Savior, for by his willingness to live with us as one of us, we have been redeemed. Jesus, whom the angels named Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, who is the promised one of ages. Jesus, whom the prophets foretold would come to us, restore us, and turn us back towards God. Jesus, whom the angels named Lord, the King of Kings, who ushers in a new age, and through his birth has brought into the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom that is already a reality, but not quite yet there. A kingdom in which we, through Christ, are co-inheritors. So on this night, as we once again come together to celebrate God's great love for us, we also remember that we are called to be witnesses of that love. Though God's love comes to us without conditions, it does have a few expectations. For this love comes with the expectation that we, who have received it so freely, will freely share it with others. An expectation that we will follow Jesus' example by making ourselves blind to race, gender, age, or orientation, and share God's love with all of our neighbors. It comes with an expectation that we will be living testaments to God's good news through Jesus Christ by caring for those who are in need, for comforting those who suffer, and being there for those who are in distress. It comes with an expectation that we, like Christ and all those great witnesses of faith that have come before us, will step out of our own comfort zones, sharing God's love not only with our words, but by our actions. My friends, in the time that I have been your vicar, you have shown me time and time again that God's love is not only alive and well here, but it is immense. Time and time again, you have shared that love that we know as Christ by extending the handship of friendship to others, by your acceptance of all people into this community, by your generosity and willingness to step up to the plate when you learn of a neighbor in need, and by the joy you show each week in our celebration of the Lord's Supper. The love that came into the world so many years ago in a stable in a town called Bethlehem, the love that is Jesus Christ. That love abides in this place because it abides in each and every one of your hearts. The love in this place has no limits. And like the love of Christ, your love has the power to transform the world. It is a love that builds up and brings the kingdom of God even closer with each passing day. So in the light of that love, and the knowledge of all goodness, and of the joy of the infant birth, I can honestly say to all of you, Merry Christmas.